Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM, AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station in the American South that's going to be bringing Mark Danfoss, America, and RBN to a much wider audience in the conventional radio industry. Just as we continue to expand our internet outreach and shortwave outreach worldwide, and as I mentioned in the first part of the show, we hope that the RBN archives are up and running in the next week or so so that you can not only get back to all of the older shows that you haven't had a chance to listen to, either Mark Danfoss America or some of the other fine shows on RBN, but it's going to be user-friendly in terms of doing searches to find specific topics and specific guests. So keep an eye out for that in the days ahead at www.republicbroadcasting.org. In the first hour of the show, I was talking about a series of news stories, including this interesting post from Media Matters in regard to the acquisition of the New American Republic on the part of the pro-Zionist CanWest Global Communications of Canada. We were also looking at a bit at the rather strange news item involving the disappearance of Ali Reza Askari in Istanbul, the former Iranian deputy defense minister, former Iranian intelligence officer, former Iranian chief of intelligence apparently in Lebanon, who mysteriously disappeared on the 7th of February, has not been seen since that disappearance in Istanbul. And an op-ed piece today at the Israel Insider by Micah Halperin suggests that the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA may have engaged in a policy of extraordinary rendition and picking up Mr. Ali Reza Askari in Istanbul. That has not been confirmed, but it's very, very suggestive. Today I want to introduce a guest that should be someone that all of you make as a part of your series of political acquaintances. Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, has been an inside player for a long time as far as attempting to expose some of the problems connected with the Israeli lobby and with Zionism in this country and elsewhere. And I wanted to talk to Mark about the specifics in his own biographical situation regarding how he became involved in this kind of activism. And then I want to discuss some of the specific things that he has been doing in regard to alerting people like you and me in regard to things past, present, and potentially future that affect our lives as Americans when it comes to the difficulties in trying to maintain a constitutional republic against the backdrop of the movements of the Israeli lobby, both in this country and abroad, that have had a profound impact upon our foreign policy and a profound impact upon our news media and our government and our educational institutions and the institutions of mass media entertainment as it relates to promoting a particular line in the last 60 years, especially in regard to Israel and to Jews and to Zionism that, again, affects the life of every American, whether he or she knows that or not. Mark, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, sure. Listen, we probably will go to a commercial break in the next couple of minutes and then have a time for a longer period of conversation. But to give us a little bit of your biographical history, Mark, I know something about you through Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, but kind of take us through a brief history of your life and how you became involved in the type of activism that currently characterizes you.
Well, I grew up in a somewhat liberal family. I was originally baptized Catholic and later confirmed Lutheran after my parents switched. But I first started getting involved in politics to a certain degree. I was curious about what other people thought and why they came up with their conclusions.
Mark, hold your thought. We're at that infamous commercial break. Mark Danfoss America will be back live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for a more prolonged period of conversation with Mark Farrell of Cincinnati. We'll be back.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show, we were discussing a series of news stories, one of which was Dr. Louis Fisher's statements on the whole constitutional prerogative of the Congress to declare war and to engage in war, not the president. That comes to us as a result of Dr. Fisher's statements before the Senate Committee on the Judiciary, January the 30th, 2007. I then was covering Micah Halperin's op-ed piece for Israel Insider this morning, talking about the mysterious disappearance of Ali Reza Askari in Istanbul, Turkey, as of February 7th. Mr. Askari is a former Iranian intelligence official, former Iranian deputy defense minister, and former high-ranking officer in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And Micah Halperin's op-ed piece at Israel Insider suggests that the American CIA and the Israeli Mossad engaged in a so-called extraordinary rendition in abducting Mr. Askari. That has not been proven, but there are a lot of fingers being pointed in the international community as to that situation, and that, of course, is routinely not being reported in any way, shape, or form by American corporate news media. We then spoke a little bit about the New Republic and the fact that Martin Peretz's The New Republic has now been acquired by the pro-Zionist CanWest Global Communications of Canada, which in turn is owned by the Asper family, which has high-level connections to the Likud regime in Tel Aviv. We're now back with our guest, Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. Mark, sorry for the interruption. You were just beginning to talk to us a little bit about your early life and about how you got involved in the political business.
Yeah, I came from a somewhat liberal family in any case, and I was always kind of curious about, you know, what others thought. And I came across Representative Paul Finley's book, They Dare to Speak Out, which is arguably one of the best books ever written that tells of the staggering influence of Israeli politics over American political life. In any case, it sort of opened my eyes a little bit, so to speak, and I just started looking into the matter further, and I was really surprised to see that the American government was so strongly influenced by foreign politics, especially Israel. And I started making some videos about things. One of my earlier videos was Zionist war crimes, and obviously when I requested footage from American TV stations, I was met with great resistance, and I think there was one TV station, it might have been Fox News, that responded to my request for a clip and for like maybe 30 seconds or something like that. They wanted some ridiculous sum of like $10,000 that exposed a little bit of the Israeli atrocities occurring over there. So essentially what I did was I started writing to different foreign media overseas, over in the Mideast, thinking that they might be a little bit more receptive. And after writing enough letters and contacting enough people, I was able to obtain some footage of the atrocities occurring over there and Lebanon and Palestine and so forth, the routine bombings over there, different acts of sabotage that's gone, like when the Israelis bombed the American Library of Information in Cairo, when they bombed the England's King David Hotel. I acquired quite a bit of footage dealing with those matters in Deir Yassin and Sabra Shatila and all kinds of atrocities that occurred over there. And I used that. I strung it together, and I produced my first video, Zionist War Crimes. And it raised a few eyebrows, I think, for those that saw it. I did the voiceover myself. I don't think I've got that pleasant of a voice for later projects. I got somebody to do it for me. I'd like to eventually go back to that and probably have somebody do the voiceover for me, because I think my voice is a little bit harsh. After that, I met with Representative Paul Finley, and I did an interview with him, and I produced the video, Representative Paul Finley Speaks Out Again, veteran congressman exposes Israel's lobby.
Now, he was a Democratic congressman from Illinois, correct?
I believe he was actually Republican, if I'm not mistaken.
Was he a Republican? Yeah, I think I stand corrected on that. I think he was a Republican. That's correct now that I think about it. What year did you interview him?
I think it was 94 or 95. I think it might have been 95. I mean, okay. 2005. I'm sorry.
Okay, 2005. Okay.
It was a different decade. I have a great deal of respect for him. I think he's probably one of the greatest Americans in politics in recent years, and that he's been willing to go on record and, you know, actually expose Israel's lobby, for one, and, you know, openly speak about it. He has a great website. I think it's CNIonline.com, if I'm not mistaken, Center for National Interests. I'm not absolutely positive that's the correct web address right offhand. He and Paul McCloskey, who was a senator, and I think there are some other important statesmen or whatever that work with them in an effort to kind of help us get our government back, where we're putting America first above foreign interests.
What was your experience? I know what mine was when I first began some of the things that you've mentioned here, Mark, talking about the bombing of the King David Hotel, for example, in the late 1940s, and the role of Menachem Begin and the Stern Gang in that. Yitzhak Shamir comes to mind, and his pivotal role in helping to mastermind the assassination of the Swedish Count Bernadotte.
And yet he became prime minister.
Yes, and he became prime minister, exactly.
It's like Menachem Begin and a host of other terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. And you cited what I think they referred to as the Levant affair, the bombing of this American library in Egypt, I think, in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
That was disguised as a false flag incident, that the Israelis were directly behind that. Michael Collins Piper made brief reference to that on the show yesterday. And then, of course, you go through a series of other things leading up to what happened to Paul Findlay in his political career, where without question it appears that the Israeli lobby had a direct and pivotal role in getting Paul Findlay out of the Congress.
Oh, there can be no doubt about that.
Yes, and, you know, as I look at these things, what is most significant to me is the fact that we are talking, when we speak of the Israeli lobby, about what is arguably the most powerful political lobby in this country, and largely, of course, working clearly for a foreign country, for a foreign interest, and yet they have managed to escape this 1938 U.S. Department of Justice Foreign Registration Act, and have been able to operate with impunity, it seems to me, largely outside the scope of this Foreign Registration Act that is there for obvious reasons dating back to 1938. And yet, whether you're looking at IPAC or you're looking at ADL or any of these other groups, thus far they've been able to avoid that. Do you find that significant?
Oh, I find that very disturbing. I mean, it's really awful when you think about it. It's a terrible loop. What happens, you know, we give Israel, I don't know, it varies every year from anywhere from like 4 to 10 to 15 billion. I think we bailed out their banks at one time. You know, we don't have money to bail out our own banks, it seems, but we've got enough money to bail out theirs. And they take a portion of that money, and they basically reinvest it in American politics. And they, by doing that, they are able to secure political opinion in their favor. I think they subsidize, it's been estimated, maybe 60% of the Democratic budget, and up to maybe 50% of the Republican. And, you know, you just can't compete with that kind of money that we're paying with our taxes, basically. We're paying for our taxes for Israel to, you know, influence our political affairs through the use of dual citizens. And it's really kind of quite sickening when you think about it. I mean, here we are, you know, we're paying our taxes. Our government sends our taxes over Israel. They take a portion of the taxes, and through their dual citizens, they basically change American politics. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's why we're over in the Mideast right now. It's not a matter of oil. It's not a matter of terrorism. I mean, it's been shown again and again that Iraq had absolutely nothing to do with the 9/11 affair. It's been shown again and again that they had, like, no weapons of mass destruction, which was supposedly the preemptive motivation for us going over there or something of that nature. And now they're talking about getting us further entangled with Iran and Syria. I mean, it's basically going to be a war without end until we restore Israel's borders if the pro-Zionist lobby has their way, which is between the Nile and the Euphrates, signified by the two blue lines on the Israeli flag.
We'll be back with Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, talking about the Israeli lobby, talking about Zionism, talking through this morning about some of the specific media projects that Mark Farrell has been involved with in trying to promote a greater awareness of what is going on in regard to both American domestic and foreign policy, and the role of the Israeli lobby in shaping that policy, often to the detriment of the interest of the average American. Mark, I was looking while we were going to the commercial break for that Paul Findlay site that you mentioned. That is the Council for the National Interest, and people can find that at cnionline.org. That's cnionline.org, and that website has an awful lot of information there, including some of the Zogby International poll results. There's a discussion there of Christian Zionists in the midterm elections. A new DVD available through the Council for the National Interest entitled The Tipping Point, The Israeli Lobby Debate at Cooper Union in New York City. There's a new study of the Israeli lobby that's online there at the Council for the National Interest, and also a petition there that one can sign to support a foreign lobby registration act. Anyway, back to what we were talking about before the break. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, in any case, I eventually discovered that, exposed in some of my videos of the staggering influence that Israel has over American politics. A case in point, if you look at my website, honestmediatoday.com, I cite some article that appeared in Ynet News. This is like some kind of Israel news service or whatever, and it said that Sabin, Mr. Sabin, I can't remember what his first name is offhand or whatever.
Haim, H-A-I-M.
Haim Sabin, okay, I guess you've heard of this gentleman. He's like America's greatest political contributor. I think, you know, that kind of illustrates what's going on here. I mean, you might think it would be Bill Gates or somebody, but, you know, here we got this guy overseas, an Israeli citizen, who undoubtedly probably has American dual citizenship. And he's basically using his money for leverage to get us further entangled in the Middle East wars. And who knows who's going to be next? You know, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, you know, whoever they decide to point their finger at, basically. I mean, maybe we're not 100% dominated, but there's no doubt in my mind that politicians walk on a thin thread when they dare to, you know, say anything about Israel. Representative James Moran got a taste of that when he went online shortly for a comment basically declaring, you know, that, hey, this war in Iraq is due to Israel's influence and no other. And there are some others. One general, I can't remember his name offhand. I cite him in my video.
Moran is from Virginia, I believe, isn't he?
I believe so.
James Moran, yes.
Yeah. But there have been other politicians who alluded to the fact of Israeli involvement and former generals and of course numerous congressmen and senators. Finley cites in his book and in the interview that I had with him. But it's really quite pathetic when you think about it that we are involved in this war overseas due to foreign interest and not something that's really necessarily in America's best interest when you think of all the American servicemen that are being killed at the expense of a foreign government. It's really quite sad.
Do you think in terms of the work that you do, Mark, and I'm going to make sure that when this show is archived, by the way, that your site is made available to RBN listeners and browsers at honestmediatoday.com. I'll also post something on that today with Breaking All the Rules News with a link to honestmediatoday.com. But do you think in terms of what you've been doing in recent years, do you think in any sense of the word that we're turning a corner, that there are more people today who are aware of this issue and who are concerned about it, and that there is potentially among the masses of Americans maybe less support for the Israeli lobby today than before, or do you think that the masquerade ball still continues?
Well, I think the masquerade still continues to a certain degree, but it's becoming significantly less. I think more and more people, as a result of the current affairs in the Middle East, are becoming aware that basically it is because of Israel's lobby that we're over there. There's no doubt whatsoever in my mind that this is the case. And I think we just have to keep going at it and just, you know, be persistent and not be afraid to, you know, go up there and talk about it. The more people that, you know, come out of the woodwork and are willing to discuss these issues, the better America will be.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will return with Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. You can find his website at honestmediatoday.com. Stay tuned.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today in the last hour and a half of the show is Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. You can find Mark's website at honestmediatoday.com. That's honestmediatoday.com. I was going to suggest a couple of books as we're chatting here that keep coming up in the articles by Dr. Robert Sungenis that I've been looking at on neocons and the Jewish connection. You can find Dr. Sungenis' site at Catholic Apologetics International. That's CatholicINTL.com. Benjamin Ginsberg's book, The Fatal Embrace, The Jews and the State, is well worth the time, I think, of the listeners. Goldberg's book, Jewish Power, Inside the American Jewish Establishment, is something else that I think would be well worth the listeners' time. In regard to reading those things in conjunction with what Mark Farrell and I are talking about this morning and what Michael Collins Piper and I were chatting about for 2 hours yesterday in regard to the absolutely pivotal role, someone would suggest the fatal role that the Israeli lobby has played in the American domestic and foreign policy scene for a very, very long period of time. Mark, I'm looking at your page, honestmediatoday.com, and the very top of the page says, honestmedia.com plans to find the gripping and controversial news and issues that matter most to you. If it's not controversial, you probably won't find it here. We are a hate-free media outlet and will not knowingly allow anything that is hateful to be shown here. You know, that's an interesting statement, Mark, given the fact that as I peruse your website, which I think is an excellent one, by the way, and you have a series of DVDs listed there for purchase that I'd like to talk to you about a little bit this morning, one by one, there are certainly those forces out there in places like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith who probably would take issue with you on this whole issue of hate. They would look at some of the topics that you're covering and insist that this kind of political expression should be regulated according to this pending hate crimes legislation that Ted Pike and other people have been warning us about. How do you rebut those kinds of charges?
Well, obviously, you know, they wouldn't want anything out there that might show a dark light on them. The ADL, I mean, for example, they've been involved in numerous illegal activities. In a case not even too long ago, they were sued for $1 million and lost from having one of their operatives expose some private conversations. I guess they picked them up over the waves, telephone waves or something. And in any case, they lost that. One of their early financial backers was mob agent Meyer Lansky.
And Lansky is mentioned at great length in Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, as having played a key role in putting together the plot that killed JFK. Do you subscribe to that point of view?
I have no doubt in my mind that there were some nefarious things going on with all that, and it wouldn't surprise me if he was absolutely 100% correct on that matter with Mossad or Lansky's involvement in JFK's assassination. There was that guy who had worked in nuclear reactors or whatever over in Israel, Mordecai Vanunu,
yes.
I guess his name was, and he also suggested something along those lines as well. It really would surprise me none if everything Michael Piper has written about in the Final Judgment, was found to be 100% true. It wouldn't surprise me at one bit.
Well, you know, this whole thing with Meyer Lansky, before we get back to some other topics, is a fascinating one for me, given the fact that he was apparently the most powerful crime syndicate figure in this country, even more than Sam Giancana or Johnny Roselli or Santos Traficante or Carlos Marcello, all of whom were linked at one time or another to what happened to JFK in Dallas in 1963. But even more importantly, this Meyer Lansky seems to be the central figure in what has been referred to as the Jewish Mafia. And on a most noteworthy basis, he at the same time had links to so-called mainstream people in the Israeli lobby movement in this country. For example, the folks who sell Israel bonds and so forth. And Lansky later, toward the end of his life, turned up in political exile in Israel, where presumably all of the things that he had done as an American mobster on behalf of the state of Israel could continue to be covered up and could continue to go on without any extradition treaties or fear of extradition.
Yeah, they basically can commit crimes with impunity and if they can get to Israel. There's no doubt about that. I don't necessarily know that he was wanted for any crimes in America at the time that he left for there. I guess that's somewhat of a testament to the strong power of the Israeli lobby in that respect. as it seems that so many criminals are able to, you know, commit crimes and run over there, or they may not even have to run over there. They might just be, you know, pardoned or let off the hook. Like that Mark Rich guy, Clinton pardoned him when he was going out of office. He was a major time Israeli, wanted on charges of selling, I think, oil to Iran at the time of the big fiasco when they had kidnapped a lot of Americans. But it kind of boggles the imagination when you think about the crimes that they're able to get away with the relative impunity. I've heard of people that have engaged in all kinds of wig crimes, from online, child pornography and stuff, and they run off to Israel, and basically Israel says, well, you know, that's not such a big deal, or, you know, we're not going to have a Gentile, country charge a Jew with a crime. It's pretty outrageous. I think Paul Finley's book, The Earth Speak Out, quotes some interesting cases related to this matter. If one would want to find out the specifics of it, I don't really have that information right off my fingertips right at the moment, but it's really mind blowing.
This this whole business of hate crimes legislation, which of course Ted Pike has been keeping us abreast of in regard to the so-called National Prayer Network, and Ted's been following this attempt once again to introduce major hate crimes legislation into the American Congress that presumably would be along the lines of what has already passed in Canada and that has been utilized in Canada to destroy a semblance of the Jeffersonian doctrine and the Madisonian doctrine of free speech as we understand that constitutional tradition in this country. This hate crimes legislation, do you see it as predominantly inspired by groups like the Anti-Defamation League?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I would suspect it would be a fair thing to say that in terms of what Mark Farrell is doing at HonestMediaToday.com, or what Mark Glenn has been doing at Crescent and Cross, or certainly what Michael Collins Piper has been doing with the American Free Press and his radio show here at RBN and some of the books that he's written, that all of these individuals and political organizations would be really in the crosshairs of this sort of thing. Does that concern you?
Any talk I hear of them suppressing our freedoms, our liberties, especially freedom of speech, is always a great concern to me. I think that's always been the backbone of America and why it's lived this long. I think that should the time ever come when our liberties are suppressed and we're not allowed to speak freely about it, I think that's the time when some major changes to America will eventually come. And I'm not talking about like any type of violent revolution or anything. I'm talking about like essentially a revolution of ideas where people will, you know, say, hey, you know, what the heck is going on here, essentially, and band together and change things. I think it's kind of interesting when you look at past politics. It's always been in times when there's like suppression of ideas and stuff that changes are enacted. We could look even at, say, Germany. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, they were obviously like rightist or whatever, but that's not necessarily the case. In the early years, take, for example, Julius Streicher, who's cursed by a lot of Jewish groups worldwide. He published a paper that dealt with the topic of Jewish ritual murder. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there was recently a Jewish historian, actually Israeli historian, who was in Israel, and he wrote a book about Jewish ritual murder, which is a rather, you know, controversial topic in itself. But and he said that in numerous cases in the past, it was proven to be true. His name was Professor Toaff, I believe, T-O-A-F-F, if I'm not mistaken. In any case, I cited my website. It may be in the archive section, and like maybe the 20th one, if it's not on the front page of the recent news part. But in any case, if you look at Germany's past relating to that fact, Stryker had published, in addition to his newspaper, Der Stürmer, The Stormer, I believe is the English translation, and it dealt with that. And as a result, he had to go to court for it, and they tried him under some kind of like hate crime at the time. This was like, I think, the 1930s. And as a result of that publicity, he got like a lot of doctors to testify for him to the authenticity of the matter and so forth. I think it was like really caused a lot of headlines across Germany, and it essentially elevated the curiosity people, and it gave them like some fuel, so to speak. And I'm definitely not a national socialist, by the way. I'm not a socialist for one, and I'm more concerned about the state of American affairs, and I don't believe in venerating a foreign government from the 1940s. That's no longer defunct. It just doesn't make sense, and I don't understand people that do in that manner. But it's interesting to look at that from an historical viewpoint. I've also produced a video about ritual murder. I interviewed Dr. Harold Rome about this. He's probably one of the foremost authorities on the topic, and it also shows hundreds, if not more, of pictures from churches in Italy and other parts of Europe that exposed this because, over the course of time, there are a lot of very fine paintings and stone sculptures and wood carvings and so forth basically relating to this crime taking place so that it would not be forgotten by people. And relating to that, I mean, there is no way conceivable that, I mean, when that thing occurred, and I'm not necessarily saying that it does occur today, that, all Jews were involved in it. It was mostly like a fringe group, radicals among them. And in every religion, there is fringe groups that don't necessarily agree with, the main tenets of the religion. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I just heard. Anyways, we might look at like Jim Jones and the guy on the tragedy, and he most certainly does not represent Christianity. I don't think there is anybody that would argue along those lines.
That I think is an important point, Mark, because it seems to me, as I look at the burgeoning amount of criticism of Israel that is coming both from the what we would call, I guess, the America First Taft Republican right on the one hand, and then responsible elements on the American left that have come to see the Zionist lobby for what it is, that the opposition, and I'm speaking now of the ADL and IPAC in the American Jewish Congress, just to name three, have had a vested interest, it seems to me, in terms of demonizing people who oppose the Israeli lobby. In other words, taking someone like me, for example, I'm a Christian pastor. I, for years, was an activist in the Republican Party. I am a pro-life Christian from the mainstream wing of the pro-life movement. And I'm someone who has, in recent years, been very critical, as I have learned more from sources like you about what has been going on with the Israeli lobby. I've been speaking out more, first in my role as a columnist with BATR News, and then later on my involvement with RBN. I suppose, particularly since I have a German surname and am a Lutheran pastor, that from time to time this charge of pro-Nazi sympathies, which is ridiculous, but pro-Nazi sympathies or anti-Semitism, it's going to rear its head with me. just as it has with Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper, and I presume has with you as well. Have you been the target of any of that sort of scurrilous commentary?
I've gotten some hate mails and so forth along those lines, but the way I see it, I don't really give a damn basically what they have to say. You know, to tell the truth, they can call me a million different things. It won't make a difference to me. The way I see it, I'm a million different things to a million different people. I believe I'm an honest person, and I believe there is a lot of controversial things going on in the world, and some of those things need to be reviewed. And just because a Jewish person does these things doesn't necessarily mean that I have to disregard the fact that they're both Jews and working in Jewish interests. And that's essentially the way that I see it as far as they go.
Yes. We'll be back with Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I want to discuss some of his DVDs, which you can find at honestmediatoday.com. Mark Dankoff's America will return live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
To you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been joined by Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, who's been talking today about the Israeli lobby and Zionism. You can find Mark's site at honestmediatoday.com. There are some DVDs I want to talk to Mark about in the next hour before the show ends, and what's in those DVDs and why each of them may be important to you and to me in the days ahead. I have, courtesy of Mark Farrell, one of those DVD productions, so I could ask a few questions about that one. But there are three or four others on his site as well that will be well worth your time, and you can find that at honestmediatoday.com. And it's at this point in the show I wanted to alert the listeners as well as our guest to the fact that we're going to have some commercial interruptions, frequent ones in the next 10 minutes or so. And then we will be on again for some more extended conversation. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org on the web or 1-800-724-2719. Your gifts enable us to continue the good fight in getting around corporate media and bringing the truth to our listeners, both those who hear us on the Internet as well as those who encounter us through conventional radio affiliates like WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as our international shortwave outreach. The Republic Broadcasting Network is the only network of its type in the country that is really reaching the average viewers and average citizens of the United States and abroad, for that matter, with information that is not going to be found in Time and Newsweek. You won't find it with CNN or Fox or any of the electronic media outlets controlled by the very kinds of forces that we've been talking about today with Mark Farrell. So, again, you can support Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. That's yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. If you give us a call at 1-800-724-2719 or contact us at republicbroadcasting.org. And again, before we cut away for the next commercial break, I wanted to mention to Mark Farrell and also to the listeners that there are potentially a series of things today that are well worth your time and mine in regard to availing ourselves of the information that's contained in certain articles. The piece today by Micah Halperin at Israel Insider, which you can find through Breaking All the Rules News and going to BATR's Neocon Watch site. You'll find Micah Halperin's piece for his Israeli or Israel Insider that talks about the disappearance of Ali Reza Askari in Istanbul, Turkey, on the 7th of February. Askari is a former Iranian deputy secretary of defense. He was Iran's leading asset in Lebanon at one time and has been an elite member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. What happened to him on February 7th? And does it indicate that the war of rhetoric between Tel Aviv and Washington on the one hand and Tehran on the other is about to get even nastier? We'll be back with Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, and his site, honestmediatoday.com. When Mark Dankoff's America returns to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.